First up on the show, Ferdinand Joseph Lamothe, better known as Jelly Roll Morton, performed the 1926 tune Black Bottom Swamp. Morton was an American ragtime and early jazz pianist. His composition, Jelly Roll Blues, was the first published jazz composition. As it goes, Morton claimed to have invented jazz outright in 1902, much to the derision of later musicians and critics. Yet many jazz historians note that he may have indeed been right. As with anything, origins always tend to bring out the debate in folks. Glad we ran into each other tonight. This is Joe Domino with another fine hour of neon jazz. Coming to you from the home of the Gem Theater and the late, great Hey Hey Club here in Kansas City, Missouri. Giving you the best from the world of jazz. Musicians like Dave Brubeck, Tommy Dorsey, and Louis Armstrong. Let's keep the good vibes rolling here with King Curtis on the 1962 track, Soul Twist. We'll be right back. That was Dave Brubeck with Bossa Nova USA circa 1954. Dave was born on December 6, 1920, and is an American jazz pianist known for employing unusual time signatures and superimposing contrasting rhythms, meters, and tonalities. He is best known for the song Take Five, which is a jazz classic on the top-selling jazz album of all time, Time Out. In 2010, Bruce Ricker and Clint Eastwood produced a documentary on Brubeck to commemorate his 90th birthday in 2010. Up next on Neon Jazz, old Dizzy Gillespie's 1956 number, Dizzy's Business. Sounding out our second set tonight was Pops, Louis Daniel Armstrong, in the 1929 standard St. Louis Blues. Armstrong was a key influence in the evolution of jazz, shifting the music's focus from collective improvisation to solo performance. Pops began astounding crowds at the age of 16, yet his start was by accident. At age 12, he was sent to a reform school for 18 months after fooling around with a pistol that accidentally shot into the air. In school, he learned the cornet and never looked back. You should say that was Pops' own Big Bang. Next up, a 2003 song, These Are the Days, by the talented newcomer, Jamie Cullum.
These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring you meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun, and I feel fine. Sometimes when the nights are closing early, I remember you when I start to smile. Even though now you don't want to know me, I get on by. And I go the extra mile. These are the times of love and meaning. Eyes of the heart melted away and found the light. These are the days of endless dreaming. Troubles of life floating away like a bird in flight. These are the days, these are the days, these are the days. Hey. Oh. Thought you said our love would last forever, believing that the tears would end for good. I told you that we'd get through any weather. Maybe that didn't work out, but we did the best we could. These are the days that I've been missing. Give me the taste, give me the joy of summer wine. These are the days that bring new meaning. I feel the stillness of the sun, and I feel fine. We'll be right back.
Roy Eldridge with the 1944 tune Wild Driver. Ray was a jazz trumpeter nicknamed Little Jazz and known for his sophisticated use of harmony. Roy's strong influence on Dizzy Gillespie makes him one of the most exciting musicians of the swing era and a precursor of bebop. Next up, Sidney Bechet with the 1940 lick, That's a Plenty.
Thank you.
Rounding out that last set was Buddy Rich on the 1966 hit, Uptight, Everything's All Right. Buddy was billed as the world's greatest drummer and was known for his power, groove, and speed. Buddy, who is also a black belt in karate, was once quoted as saying, "There are only two types of music, good and bad." Well said. Let's keep the good music rolling with Miles Davis on the 1958 track, Two Bass Hit.
Too appealing. The thrill should have been all gone by today. but it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood, heartbreak. Here I come.
Sarah Louise Vaughn on the 1949 track, Can't Get Out of This Mood. Vaughn was nicknamed Sailor for her salty speech, along with Sassy and the Divine One. Despite her public acclaim, Vaughn was insecure and suffered from stage fright. None of that stopped her. The National Endowment for the Arts bestowed upon her its highest honor in jazz, the NEA Jazz Master's Award, in 1989. Up next on Neon Jazz, Sonny Clark with the 1957 hit, Bootin' It. I'm
Thank you.
retired trombonist, trumpeter, composer, and bandleader, Tommy Dorsey ends our final block of tunes with the Opus 1 from 1937. Again, this is your host, Joe Domino, bringing you a slice of America's greatest original invention, jazz. Join us next time as we explore more giants of jazz like Rosemary Clooney, Oscar Pettiford, and Hot Lips Page. We're going to cool on out of this jazz hut tonight with the 1962 song You Getcha from Jimmy Smith on the Hammond B3 electric organ. Until next time, good evening, my friends. Thank you.